Welcome to our post-game show from New Braunfels. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Wimberly has done what the Texans wanted to do here tonight in this second-round playoff game, and that is come to Cougar Stadium here in New Braunfels and come away with a win. Impressive fashion, 40-14, Wimberly wins and will now move on and play the winner of the Rio Hondo Sweeney game that will take place tomorrow. So mission accomplished, you could say, for the Wimberly Texans here tonight. This is how it happened. We'll give you some highlights from the game, and there was plenty of explosive highlights in this ball game, that's for sure. Wimberly got on board first in the first quarter and on the first drive of the night, as a matter of fact, took the ball down the field and then scored on this play when Hunter Burchell took an 11-yard pass from Brady Lambert. Second and goal from the 11. Long count again. Lambert's rolling left, looking left, still rolling. A lot of time, but he can't find anybody. Now he throws it into the end zone. It's a touchdown. Brennan Blakemore in the back of the end zone? Nope.
Yeah, it's Dennis Smith.
It's Dennis Smith there in the back of the end zone. He got open. Is that Smith?
I'm sorry, it's Burchell.
It is Burchell back there in the very back of the end zone. And John Anthony Casares answered that touchdown with a touchdown of his own. The Gonzales Apaches drove the ball down in impressive fashion also and scored on a one-yard run on a quarterback sneak that did Casares. Dennis Smith then for Wimberly got into the act. He scored on a one-yard run with 8:20 left to play in the second period. 8:43 remaining in the second quarter. Wimberly trailing it 7-6. Now Lambert's going to go from the shotgun at the half-yard line, and that's a lot of respect for this Gonzales defense. He will take the snap and give it to Dennis Smith off left tackle. Smith looks like he's in. No indication yet, though. Yep,
there it is.
Touchdown, Dennis Smith. 1 yard run, and Wimberly leads it 12-7. And then, of course, the most memorable play of the night came at the very end of the first half when Brennan Blakemore took what appeared to be a rather innocuous pass into the right flat. With 11 seconds left to play in the first half, he was 65 yards away from the end zone, and this is what happened. Texans now with two timeouts remaining, three wide receivers on the far side, one on this side in the form of Dennis Smith. Lambert's going to throw it out right side. He's got Blakemore. 35-40. Look out. 45-50. 45-40. And he's got some blockers. 35-30. The clock has run out. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Wow.
Blakemore has taken it 65 yards for a touchdown with no time remaining. How about that? You got to be kidding me. And how about not having any vocal cords anymore as well? So, Blakemore, boy, that was fun, wasn't it, Randy? That was a blast, man. How about that? Blakemore then answered that one by catching a ball and scoring from 37 yards out with 3 minutes and 6 seconds left to play in the third period. That gave Wimberly a 27-7 lead. Second down and six now for the Texans. Shotgun again for Lambert. Long count. Play clock inside of 10 seconds now. Back to throw. Looking left, he's got Blakemore at the 35. Look out. Breaks two tackles to the 30. Are you kidding me? 25-20. He's going to go the distance. 10-5. Touchdown. Brennan Blakemore, 37 yards.
And he scored that touchdown because Dennis Smith made a fantastic downfield block.
And Casares answered that yet another Blakemore touchdown with a 4-yard run of his own for Gonzales. That cut the lead to 27-14 with 10:40 left to play in the fourth period. And then Wimberly answered that touchdown with yet another Dennis Smith touchdown, a 20-yard pass from Brady Lambert. So they're going to go ahead and go for it, fourth down and 10. It'd be a long field goal into this win, I believe. And so Lambert is going to come up in the shotgun formation. 6:47 remaining in the ball game. Wimberly leading it 27-14. Fourth down and 10. Lambert rolling right, looking screen back left. And it's Smith over there at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Untouched as Dennis Smith. Touchdown, Wimberly. And then Cameron Morris ended the scoring for Wimberly and put a cap on the night with a 19-yard pass from Lambert. That was Lambert's fifth touchdown pass of the night. Lambert, again in the shotgun. He's going to roll left, looking. Now he's going to screen it back right side to Morris. 20, 15, first down, 10, 5. Cameron Morris in the end zone for a touchdown, 19 yards. So at any rate, that capped the scoring for the evening, and we're looking on the far sideline, Randy, and again, a happy group of Wimberley Texans and their parents and friends and family and schoolmates out there, and certainly Weldon Nelms has to be pretty happy with what he saw here tonight, Randy.
Oh, absolutely. And, but, you know, first off, my congratulations to the Gonzales Apaches. What a fine season. You know, they ended their regular season 10-0. They won last week. It's no small feat to only give up 61 points all year long. I don't care who you're playing. So hats off to those guys. But, wow, how about those Texans this week? My, what a great job. You know, by the same token, they scored 40 points against a defense that has only given up 71 all year long.
Yeah, and that's so pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. I mean, again, 50% of their offensive production gained here tonight. So, you know, they played pretty good defense, too, and it really took the Apaches out of their game plan. They had a couple plays where maybe the Apaches made a first down or two, but then they were able to hold them, not eat up the clock like you know they wanted to. So,
and Wimberley, Randy, has so many explosive players on offense. That's certainly the case. But it's also the case that this Wimberley Texans team is a completely different team when number two, Brennan Blakemore, is playing and is healthy. Blakemore, of course, hasn't been healthy for about three or four weeks. And this is a different team when you've got Blakemore at your disposal. He's something else.
On both sides of the ball, without a doubt. But, yeah, that's one of the – when I wrote down a couple names here on my sheet of paper to talk about Brennan Blakemore and Brady Lambert, what a heck of a combination. Both of those guys had a really, really fine game tonight. Hey, that Texan offensive line, what a great job they did. You know,
yeah.
Last week the Apaches had 6 sacks, and I think they hurried Lambert a couple times. But, boy, they really did a great job. And you know, the other part of the equation, we mentioned his name a lot tonight, is Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Smith was out most of the season. He played limited, I think, going back to maybe the Bernie, was before the Bernie game. But we didn't call his name a whole lot. But tonight he certainly played a factor in this win tonight.
And he's such a big name guy and has had such hype the last couple of years, Randy. I got to believe the folks in Wimberley are really proud of Dennis Smith, and for this reason. He's not the star of this team.
No.
And he's embraced his role of, you know, we're going to want you to play some fullback. We're going to definitely want you to play some defense. You're not going to get the ball every snap. And he's embraced that role and has really been a threat for the Texans on both sides of the football. And that's been, you know, watching the maturity of Dennis Smith has to be one of the highlights of the season for Weldon Nelms, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. They've played him. You know, I've seen him play defensive end. Last week he played some free safety. I've seen him play cornerback on the offensive side of the ball, a fullback, tailback. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything. I wonder if they try him at center.
Well, yeah. You know what? If they put him at center, he'd do a heck of a job, I'll tell you that. He's the type, you're a better football team if he's on the field. If you just push him in the back and say, go out there somewhere, Dennis. He's going to help you.
That's right.
Let's go over some numbers now as we try to gather some scores for you as well. Statistically, Wimberley with a pretty good night, to say the very least. Trinity Wilson, 11 carries for 56 yards. Dennis Smith had only 8 carries, but he gained 35 yards for the Texans, and also had 1 touchdown running and 1 touchdown receiving. Brady Lambert, 14 of 19, 272 yards, and 5 touchdown passes for Brady Lambert. And I'm telling you, if you're a college recruiter out there and you're listening to us, you might want to pop in a CD or a DVD of Brady Lambert. He's a pretty good one. I think he would definitely help you. So I'm just saying, Randy, I'm just throwing that out there. But Brady Lambert had an impressive game tonight.
Yeah, he really did. You know, and he's the leader of that offense. There's no doubt about it. He's command. He plays very smart. You know, we saw him get rid of the ball there one time. Very nifty on his feet, rolled out again when he was pursued. You know, smart, plays very smart.
Brennan Blakemore, 6 carries, 159 yards. That's not bad night receiving for Brennan Blakemore. On the Gonzales side, Cecil Johnson, who came into the game with over 1,600 yards rushing, leaves this game tonight with unofficially 63 yards rushing on 13 carries. And certainly an impressive night for Cecil Johnson. He had two or three pretty impressive runs, but Randy, he never did hit the home run ball tonight.
No, I didn't. In fact, I think there was only one or two runs where he was, what, maybe plus 10 yards or over 10 yards on the carry. And it really was a non-factor for the majority of the game. You know, boy, John Anthony Caceres, what a nice young man, athlete he is. Exciting to watch him run. You just kind of had the feeling he was going to pop one any time. Again, Texas played great defense to keep that from happening.
Well, and he was the next young man I was going to mention. 23 carries for 86 yards for John Anthony. And, again, that would have been well over 100 yards if you can take away the sacks that he suffered as well. And John Anthony, a senior here tonight, playing his last game for Gonzales. And you Gonzales folks, if you're listening to us as you leave the stadium on 89.7 FM, go pat that young man on the back, because he certainly left it out all on the field here tonight for the Apaches. Again, our final from New Braunfels is Wimberley 40 and Gonzales 14, second round playoff game, district, or rather Division II, Class 3A, a playoff game here tonight. Stay with us. We'll have more of our postgame show after this. We'll give you some scores after this brief timeout. Wimberley Texans football is, of course, what you're listening to on WimberleyRadio.com.
Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from A.J. and Carrie Downing of Wimberley Electric. Master electrician A.J. Downing can assist you with all your electrical needs, from residential to commercial and industrial. Locally owned and operated. Licensed with the state of Texas and fully insured. Call Wimberley Electric at 722-3255 or visit WimberleyElectric.com for more information. Proud supporter of the Wimberley Texans and the Spirit of Texas Marching Band. Maggie Downing rocks. Wimberley Electric, doing it right the first time, every time.
This Wimberley Texan playoff game is brought to you through the financial support of Kate's Place. Kate's Place is dedicated to dining experience of elegant simplicity, using fresh, seasonal, and locally produced food to generate daily soup, sandwiches, entrees, and desserts. More information online at Kate's Place, Wimberley.com, or reservations by phone at 512-722-3744.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the law offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Rest in peace, Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's a good one, isn't he?
One of my favorites, I'll tell you that for sure.
I like me some Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I like me some Wimberley Texans, too. 40-14, they are winners tonight against the Gonzales Apaches, Randy. And I guess kind of your overall thoughts about tonight, and then looking forward to next week. What do you think? What are your thoughts in general?
Well, I think in general it was great to see them come out and play their brand of football. I mean, from the get-go, they were aggressive on defense, and they played smart offense. So it was good. We didn't see that, I'll admit. We didn't see a lot of that last week until the very end of the game where they felt like they played with a sense of urgency. They hit the field tonight from the get-go. I thought they looked great.
Well, and we talked about this before the game, too. Any time this year, the two or three times, obviously, Wimberley's 11-0. They hadn't had many moments like this. But the two or three times where they've played a little inconsistently, certainly Weldon Nelms has been able to snap them back on track quickly, and that was certainly the case tonight.
Yeah, and you know, we're in the playoffs now, so it's you got to show up ready to play. And I'm not so sure. Last week, I think there was again some you and I were guilty of it as too. I might add,
that's right.
Some melancholy ho hum. We're going to play a 3-7 team. Hey, you know, I was guilty. I knew more about Gonzalez last week at this time than I did. Than I did about the
Ducks.
How
about that? Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, not the case this week though.
No, and next week it'll be a big challenge. And henceforth, we're only going to see really good football teams, Randy. I just can't wait to see what the next two or three or possibly 4 weeks will bring.
That's right. Two down and four to go. And that's, you know, on the road to the state championship is what we're at. You know, what we do know is that next week we'll play the winner of either the Sweeney or Rio Hondo. And that contest is tomorrow night at, I believe, 7:30 in Sinton, Texas. So we should know by Sunday morning where our next contest is going to be at. We assume it may be that Friday following Thanksgiving. It might be that Saturday.
Well, at any rate, I'll probably be about 8 to 10 pounds heavier this time next week than I will this week.
That's my motto every week. Even go there.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Randy? You going to eat a little bit, watch a little football, no doubt.
Sit out in the woods a little bit and enjoy some communing with nature and a lot of family. And daughter's coming home from college for a few days. So
all right, get that checkbook ready.
Yeah.
She's going to need.
And her rent is due again at the end of the month.
Well, strange. It's ironic. You see them, they show up at the door about the time rent's due. Have you figured that out yet, Randy?
I'm learning. I'm learning. This is my first one in college, so I'm learning quickly. Hey, what we do know about those teams next week, Sweeney won last week. They beat Sinton 35-7. Rio Hondo was a winner over Lyford 27-14. And so Rio Hondo, they ended their regular season at 8-2. So at tomorrow night's contest, they'll be 9-2. And Sweeney, not as impressive a record at the end of the season at 6-4. So they'll be 7-4 at tomorrow night's contest.
Well, and I misspoke a couple of moments ago, Randy. You can get us at the stadium on 87.9 FM. So I misspoke, and Denver rightfully lashed me about the head and shoulders after I did that, and I will never do that again, and I apologize profusely. Dripping Springs tonight still in a battle. I'll give us some score updates here as we try to wrap this thing up. Dripping Springs 3, Alamo Heights 3. A lot of defense in that ball game. That's got to be a very late score, so that's the case there. Lake Travis takes a 42-21 win over Smithson Valley tonight. That's a final. Lake Travis, goodness, who's going to beat Lake Travis? Corpus Christi Flower Bluff takes a 14-13 win over Gregory Portland, and these are Class 4A scores that we're giving you. Cedar Park Big over Hayes, 42-0, the final. That was in Burger Center there in Austin. Weslaco, 35-29 over Victoria East. In more 4A scores for you, it was Kerrville Tybee leading Vandergriff by a score of 21-16. That is in the fourth period. Port Lavaca, big time over Ed Couch Elsa, 34-13, the score there. In 3A, Lavernia, 36-21 over Lampasas. That's in the fourth quarter. You were telling me Lampasas in the same district as Taylor.
That's right. I forget I think it was 28 or 20. Oh, I forget what district number that is. But anyway, yeah, they were the winners of that district. And the team we played last week, the Ducks, were actually the third place finisher in that district.
Liberty Hill 21-20 over Divine. Again, Wimberley beats Gonzalez here 40-14. The score in that one. Lago Vista over Odom 30-23. The score. Blanco over Jordan. Check that. Jourdanton, 14-13 Blanco with that win. Jourdanton. That's hard to say, Randy. Yeah. I apologize for that.
Jourdanton.
Mason, how about those punchers? 64-20 over La Villa.
I'm impressed that you even knew what it was. I got an update on the Dripping Springs score. They've gone into overtime, and Dripping Springs has pulled ahead 10-3 in overtime.
So our buddy Clint Shields is having a lot of fun.
Don't you know it?
Over there at KWRP, I guarantee you that.
Actually, last week I looked at a little trivia for you. Out of the 32 games that were played last week, only one of them in 3A went into overtime.
And we happened to be there.
So.
And they're paying us by the minute, aren't they? Is Daryl paying us by the minute? I think so. You're not even going to comment there, are you?
Yeah, I'm not even going to comment.
You're like, he's paying you?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing this for free.
Yeah, well, this is kind of like I knew this was an unholy matrimony. I didn't know.
Well, one more step has been taken on the road to Cowboys Stadium on December 16th, Randy. The Wimberley Texans have defeated the Gonzales Apaches tonight in New Braunfels by a score of 40-14. Texans will now again face the winner of the Sweeney Rio Hondo game at some point next week, and we will certainly be right there at the 50-yard line, wherever we are at, and we will pass along the info on all the game time and the who, what, where, when, and why on that game when we receive it. Our game tonight was brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Stevens and Malone, Wimberley Electric, A Studio Z, Wimberley Ace Hardware, DeMasters Daniel Insurance, The Mail Stop, Wimberley Rentals, Blanco National Bank, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, and of course, Lone Oak Motors. And depending on where we'll be next week, we're going to need the folks over at Lone Oak. So gas them up over there and give us something good. Thanks, of course, to Randy Hermes for all of his work tonight, as usual. And thanks also to our producer engineer, Denver O'Neill. Again, our final tonight from Wimberley, Texans 40 and the Apaches 14. I'm Mike Blackwell. Had a great time, friends. We will see you next week. Good night, everybody.